This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And you know, there's nothing like getting a brilliant, creepy, slightly eccentric musician out of the way if you really want to sell albums.
This is it. Here I stand. I'm the light of the world. I feel grand.
This is it. Speaking there from beyond the grave, Michael Jackson is still selling music. It went live with a new single over the weekend, This Is It. It's part of a sales juggernaut that's on its way to downloads and record stores all over the world. Myra Johnson, editor of the music blog Idolator, joins us from her home in Long Island City, New York. Myra, good morning.
Hello.
So, you know, it's not new that a deceased artist sells more records from, you know, beyond the grave than when they were alive. Hendrix did. Tupac actually did pretty well after his departure from this world. But what's unique about the Michael Jackson story?
Well, the Michael Jackson story is really interesting because right now, you know, we're in sort of a very down period for record sales in general. And actually right now, as of this moment, Michael Jackson's Number Ones is the top-selling album of 2009.
Wow.
It's sold about 1.9 million copies over the course of this year, which is 80,000 more than the Number Two album, which actually is an album from last year. It's Taylor Swift's Fearless. But so, you know, he's still moving records. He's still getting people to go to the music section of whatever big box store or, you know, the few remaining record stores that are out there.
Right. Maura, this is also a multimedia story in a sense, in that, you know, just like the Beatles, you know, video game, the rock band, the software that's being sold, people want to experience being the Beatles. In a sense, this isn't just about listening to the music. It's watching this concert that was put on videotape that is never going to be, but actually exists in media form. What do you think?
Well, you know, basically the movie is going to be constructed from hours and hours of rehearsal footage that was shot at the Staples Center in Los Angeles for the This Is It tour, which, you know, the song that we just heard is sort of conveniently named after. And it's, you know, it was supposed to be a 50-show run in London over the course of the summer. And Michael had said when the shows were initially announced over the winter that this was going to be his sort of last hurrah swan song. And so basically what happened was Sony paid about $60 million for the rights to all this footage. Hmm. And Kenny Ortega, who was the choreographer and director of the show, who also worked on like High School Musical, he was charged with editing together all of the footage for release. And then it's landing in theaters on the 28th.
John, I can't figure out if it's insulting if you're an artist right now and you get beat out by a dead guy, or if it's just speaks to the power of Michael Jackson's name that his album is number one. Maura, what is this about? Is this about your blog is Idolator? Is this about just the cachet of Michael Jackson?
Yeah, you know, Michael Jackson was sort of like the last huge pop star. I mean, he was someone who united people from different genres, fans of different types of music. And, you know, I mean, when he died, his music was ubiquitous. And that really didn't change in the aftermath of his death. I mean, I still hear his songs all over the place. And, you know, especially now with music sort of fragmenting and people listening to whatever's on their iPods and being happy with that, Michael Jackson's someone who can unite a lot of people.
Well, and certainly the family is united about getting as much money out
right.
of the estate as they possibly
definitely.
And they even have granted permission for a reprint of the 1988 autobiography Moonwalk. Maura Johnston, thanks so much. Editor of music blog Idolator on the release of the Michael Jackson single, This Is It.